Shavuos Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin Hamalve Et Chaveiro Al Hamaskin V'Avar Hamaskin. Somebody who loans his friend on a maskin. Somebody loans somebody else money, and he took a maskin. He took collateral, and the maskin got lost from the malve. In such a case, the malve is responsible for the maskin, and the malve has a din shomer sachar on the maskin. As a shomer sachar, somebody who is being compensated for guarding something, if it is stolen or lost, he has to pay for it. So too, the malve has a din shomer sachar on the maskin, and when it gets lost, he is responsible for it. Amar lo sela hil v'sicha alav b'shekel hayashava. The malve claimed that he lent the lova one sela, which is 4 dinarim, and the maskin was worth a shekel, which is 2 dinarim, half of the sela. So therefore, he claims that even though he is responsible for the maskin, which is worth a shekel, the lova still is chayav to pay him the other shekel that he loaned him. B'hala oimer lo ki ela sela hil v'sani alav b'sela hayashava pater. And the lova claims that's not the case. Although you did lend me a sela, the maskin was also worth a sela. So now that you lost the maskin, I don't owe you anything. In such a case, the lova is pater from taking a shvuas mode of a mikzas min haTorah, as he is not being mode of a mikzas. According to the claim of the lova, he doesn't owe the malva anything at all. Sela hil v'sicha alav b'shekel hayashava. If the malva claims that he lent the lova a sela, and the maskin was worth a shekel, and the maskin was lost, so therefore the lova still owes him a shekel. V'hala oimer lo ki ela sela hil v'sani alav u'shloshe dinrim hayashava chayef. And the lova claimed that's not the case. Although you lent me a sela, the maskin was worth more than a shekel. It was worth 3 dinarim. So therefore, I only owe you 1 dinar, not a shekel, which is 2 dinarim. In such a case, the lova is chayav to take a shvuas mode of a mikvah min haTorah, as he is partially admitting to the claim of the malva. The malva wants him to pay 2 dinarim, and he agrees that he owes 1 dinar. So therefore, he is mode of a mikvah, and his chayav a shvua min haTorah. Sela hil v'sani alav u'shtayim hayashav. Again, we're talking about a case where somebody loaned money on a maskin and the maskin was lost. And in this case, the lova, the borrower, is making a claim against the malva. The lova claims that the malva lent him a sela, but the maskin was worth 2 slon. And since the maskin was lost and the malva is responsible for it, so the lova is claiming that the malva has to give him 1 sela. V'hala oimer lo ki ela sela hil v'sicha alav b'sela hayashava pater. And the malva claims that I lent you a sela, and the maskin also was only worth a sela. So therefore, the malva claims he doesn't owe any money to the lova at all. And even though the malva is responsible for the maskin, since he lent a sela, and the maskin was worth a sela, so therefore, he doesn't owe any money to the lova. In such a case, the malva is pater from taking a shvuas mode of a mikzas min haTorah, as this is not mode of a mikzas, this is kofer hakol. The malva is denying that he owes any money to the lova at all. Sela hil v'sani alav u'shtayim hayashava. If the lova is making a claim against the malva that the malva lent him a sela, and the maskin which the malva took was worth 2 slon, and the maskin was lost, so he wants the malva to give him 1 sela. V'hala oimer lo ki ela sela hil v'sicha alav v'chamisha dinrim hayashava chayef. And the malva claimed that's not the case, that I lent you a sela, but the maskin was only worth 5 dinarim. It wasn't worth 2 slon, as the lova claims. It was worth 5 dinarim, which is a sela and a quarter. So therefore, the malva is admitting that he owes 1 dinar to the lova, as a sela is 4 dinarim, and the maskin was worth 5 dinarim, and since the malva is responsible for the maskin, he has to pay 1 dinar to the lova. In such a case, the malva is chayav to take a shvuas mode of a mikdash min haTorah, as he is partially admitting to the lova's claim, as he agrees that he owes the lova at least a dinar. He is denying that he owes the other 3 dinarim that the loaf is claiming, so therefore he has to take a shvuat mutar b'miktzat. He has to swear that the mashkin is really only worth 5 dinarim, not 2 slam, as the lova claims. Umi nishba misha hapikadon etzlo shema yishav ezeh v'yoisi halah es hapikadon. When there is a chiyav shvuah mutar b'miktzat, who is the one that would take the shvuah? The Mishnah tells us the one who has the pikadon, meaning the malva, who is the one that has the mashkin, he would be the one to take the shvuah. As if the lova would be the one to take the shvuah, we're afraid that the lova would take a shvuah that the mashkin is worth the amount that he claims, and the malva would subsequently pull out the mashkin, which was supposedly lost, and show to everybody that the mashkin was not really worth the amount that the lova swore that it was worth, and this could cause a chilul Hashem, that the lova took a shvuah sheker. Now, even though the malva claimed that the mashkin was lost, maybe it was not really lost, and after the lova takes the shvuah that the mashkin is worth a certain amount, the malva will pull out the mashkin and show to everybody that the lova swore falsely. This would be a chilul Hashem. So therefore, the Chachamim say that the malva should be the one to take the shvuah. Now, this is not going on the last case over here, in which the malva is being motive a mix-up. And since the malva is the one that is motive a mix-up, of course, he is the one to take the shvuah. This is referring to one of the earlier cases in which the lova was motive a mix-up. Now, even though normally the person who is motive a mix-up is the one to take the shvuah, so therefore the lova should be the one to take the shvuah, but in this case, the malva instead takes the shvuah that it is worth the amount that the malva claims, because we are afraid that if the lova takes the shvuah, the malva will pull out the mashkin and prove to everybody that the lova swore falsely. Maseches Shvuot, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Ko nishbain shebetorah, nishbain velo mishalmin. Anytime there is a chiyav shvuah min haTorah, the one who takes the shvuah is the one who the claim is being made against. He would take the shvuah in order to pater himself from paying, as opposed to the tovea, the person who is making the claim, he would not take a shvuah in order to collect through his shvuah. Ve'elu nishban v'noilim. But the following people, the Chachamim, were mitakin that the tovea, the one who is making the claim, would be the one to take the shvuah, and through the shvuah, he would collect his claim. Ha'sacher, a hired hand, v'hanigzol, somebody who had things stolen from him, v'hanechba, somebody who was wounded by somebody else, v'shekenegdo chashed al hashvuah, in a case where the person who was mechuyav the shvuah is suspect on a shvuah, the Chachamim were suspicious that he would take a shvuah sheker. In such a case, the other person, the tovea, would take the shvuah in his stead, v'achem b'ni al pinkaso, and a merchant who is taking a shvuah about his ledger. In these cases, the tovea, the person who is making the claim, would take a shvuah and collect through the shvuah. Ha-sacher keka. What's the case in which a sacher would take a shvuah and collect through his shvuah? Amar lo ten li tchari sheyeshli biyadecha. A hired hand that tells his employer, please give me the wages that you owe me. Hu omer nasati v'hala omer lo netalti. The employer claims I already paid you your wages, and the sacher claims that he had not yet collected his wages. Hu nishba v'noito. The sacher would be the one to take the shvuah, and after he takes the shvuah that he had not yet collected, he would then collect his wages. Now, the reason why the Chachamim say in this case the sacher, who is the tovea, would take the shvuah instead of the employer, is because an employer is very busy with all his employees, so therefore it's very common that he would mistakenly think that he already paid, even though he didn't pay yet, so therefore the sacher would take the shvuah instead. Now, that which the sacher is the one to take the shvuah, that's only if he made the claim for his wages during this zman that the employer was mechuyav to pay him, which is the immediate 12-hour period after he finished his work. If he finished the work at the end of the night, he would have had to make the claim during the following day. If he finished his work at the end of the day, he would have had to make his claim during the following night. But if he waits more than that 12-hour period to make a claim for his wages, in such a case, the employer would take the shvuah instead. He would take the shvuah's hesed that he already paid the wages, and he would be putter. So too, if when the employer hired the sacher, he did so shalom b'fnei edim, there were no edim present when he hired the sucker. In such a case, also the employer would be the one to take the shvua, not the sucker. And since the employer has a migu, as he could deny entirely that he ever hired the sucker in the first place, since there are no edim that he hired him. So therefore, since he could deny it entirely, we believe him that he already paid the wages. So therefore, he would be the one to take the shvua in this case, not the sucker. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Atzit Behesha Miksas Hoda. Rabbi Yehuda said, that which the Chachamim were metaket, that the sucker is the one that takes the shvua, that's only if the Balabayas, the employer, was Modeh B'Miksas. Ketzat. What's the case of Modeh B'Miksas? Amar lo ten li schari chamishin dinor sheyeshli biyadecha. A sucker that makes a claim against the employer, please give me the wages 50 dinar in which you owe me. V'hu omer his kabalta dinar zahav. And the employer says, you already collected 1 dinar of zahav. A dinar of zahav is worth 25 dinar of kesef. So therefore the Balabayas is being modeh b'miksas, that he still owes him another 25 dinar. In such a case, since the employer is mechuyav a shvua min haTorah, a shvua is modeh b'miksas, the Chachamim say that the sucker should take the shvua instead, as there is a possibility that the employer mistakenly thinks that he already gave the money, so therefore we're afraid he would take a shvua sheker. So the Chachamim say that the sucker should take a shvua and collect through the shvua. But in a case where the Balabayas is not being modeh b'miksas, he claims that he paid the wages entirely. In such a case, the Balabayas is only mechuyav a shvuas heses midrabbanan. In such a case, the Chachamim allowed the Balabayas to take the shvua himself, not the sucker, according to Rabbi Yehuda.